We're eviscerated over here, yo. We're eviscerated.
Yo, this shit is so, like, they're fucking weed high, like.
If this high and us, if this was like a basketball game, we like the 05 Bobcats.
We're like the Bobcats Toronto versus Raptors. The Spurs.
True.
Yo, we're the Raptors versus Kobe.
Yes.
And the high is Kobe, yo. This high is Kobe. Yes, yo, not playing the fourth.
Putting Jenna Rose.
Man. No, this is when Kobe dropped 62 and three quarters.
This is Kobe dropping 81 and I'm Jalen Rose. I'm fucking Jalen Rose right now.
Yeah, I'm fucking whoever fucking dropped goddamn whoever was guarding Will Chamberlain, he dropped 100 points.
For this this is a trip. Everything just got brighter for me.
Yo, when I was playing the fucking the thing, the projector kept getting brighter. I'm like, yo. Yeah.
You gonna eat those peanuts with your things or can I have more? Your M&Ms?
I don't need them.
Those, can I have more?
Yeah. I'm probably not gonna eat them.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to take on that much. I like Corey over here, right?
My pizza, my awesome. Fucking M&Ms.
Damn.
No, he only gave you two. What kind of shit is that?
Well, I mean, I didn't take that many.
Yes, you did, you bitch.
I just have four.
I just need to take them all. Here, take one.
I gave you two.
Yo. What the fuck?
I had like seven. Give him two.
A fucking bag of it, yo.
I was about to say, like, the bag don't even be having a lot. It looks like that.
For that bag.
That's the only one I took seven. I was like, damn, I took like half the bag. Grab that shit, you dumbass bitch.
About to fucking walk home.
Forget you got a car. Yo, you might be fucked up.
Might be.
Might be. Yeah, I don't think this shit.
You might be getting a little high right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It might be a call horse.
Yeah, this shit's just starting. So it should be lasting like fucking.
And that's what I mean. Like, you're gonna be balance. Fucked up. You're gonna have to.
Good thing I ain't had that much.
Damn, it's like 1 in the morning?
Nah, it's like
11.
Oh, damn. That's right. Yeah, I came early. I was looking at that. The time on my.
Yeah, I was just whatever.
I don't know.
We all got phones right here. You're like, I don't think it's 12 yet. Like, yeah, it's 11:20. Like, damn, it's early. You're like old people.
Yo, no, this is exactly
what you're like, right? 1 a.m.
You're making shrooms. You imagine that's what fucking the old folks home is? That'd be a great TV show. A drug dealer that only surprised the old folks home. Supplies all the old folks' homes in the state. And it's just retired
drug and they try to bust out.
Retired drug dealers that still do the drugs in the old folks' home.
Yeah, just old people. I never smoked weed. I always wanted to try crystal meth. That's why all these people are dying.
Sure.
Back in the 60s, I used to have that's a what my bump uncle of coke says. Before work
my uncle,
every day.
My uncle says right when he's about to die, he's about to try all the drugs.
Damn. Yeah,
fuck it. I mean, if we know for certain, you about to have like two.
Yeah, I'm 98 years old,
or some shit like that. Like,
I'm shitting myself, and people need to take care of me and all.
Or some shit to where, like, even if, like I said, you just like you got like, all right, 2 weeks left, or some shit. I'm not gonna say spend the whole 2 weeks.
I think once you, drugs, but, like, you feel me? I think once you did some drugs and shit, you like it's all kind of overrated. To be like, before I die, I'm gonna do all the drugs. It's like,
I guess. Really? That's when you want to wait for it?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, fuck, I should have been doing this the whole time and then just die.
That's like waiting to have sex for like marriage type shit. It's like, well, what are you waiting for, bro? We're here for a good time.
It's going to be the same feeling every time.
Yeah.
Want to.
You know, in fact, it would be better if I had experience.
Yeah.
Like, way better. And that's I heard this funny ass joke, and they were talking about fucking how it's like, oh, everybody talks about, oh, they want a girl that's a virgin and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, they just don't want a girl that everyone knows is a whore. They want you to be a hoe, but they want you to be a polite hoe. Because nobody wants a fucking, yeah, it's like, nobody wants a girl that don't know how to fuck. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to go have sex with a girl that's just going to lay there. You got to teach her everything all over again. Oh, she's going to suck your dick. She's biting on your dick because she ain't never sucked a dick before. Now you got to tell her, oh, nah. Now you're just instructing the bitch. It takes all the fun out of it. And I'm like, oh, that's...
But there's a...
It's a funny joke, but I see the fucking the truth behind
it. But there's insecure people that would prefer that.
Yeah, it's all preference. Like, we didn't go down and put... And say the pros and cons and everything. But, you know, it goes down to fucking preference. Yeah, I'd rather have my... woman to have fucking 30 bodies, 50 bodies, 100 bodies.
Nah, but there's some people that rather have their chick just lay there.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Some people that want their chick to fuck them. Mm-hmm. So all that weird type of shit. Like that cuck shit. I heard about that shit just off an insult.
I know. It's because of the Trump era thing.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I was like, what's a cuck?
Then I've like found out like, oh, people actually enjoy this shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, Twitter be wild with that cuck shit. I be like on Twitter and they just like, you be looking at like the Knicks shit and then randomly it's like some guy getting cucked. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like tagged with the Knicks. Well, yeah, I'm like, spam shit, right? Yeah, I'm like crazy.
This just happened to you last game.
It's like, no, it's not even relevant.
We won. Like, what are you talking about?
It's not even relevant. Oh. They just literally just put like the like Knicks tag into some guy getting cucked. Like crazy shit, child porn. Like Twitter be crazy.
That fucking barely illegal. That whole shit is weird too. I was like, she just turned 18 45 seconds ago.
So you might as well just fucked her when she was 15, bro.
That's what you were waiting for.
That's what it's like the barely legal thing. Oh, it's like that means you were attracted to her when she was like 15.
Yeah, because it's all like fucking basically the whole shit is the girl looking as young as possible while saying she's 18. Like, oh, fucking... That's the whole gimmick, the whole setup of that whole genre is girls to look as young as possible, but also saying they're 18 all the time so that it's like their loophole shit.
And there's just people, too, that just built like that as well. They'd be 35 years old, but built like they're fucking 17.
Yeah, that's what they do. You know, they get fucking...
People
with like... Bitches that look young, then they get them to dress young, so then they look mad young. And then, because all that porn shit is fake.
Well, I kind of look at, like, at this point, I kind of look at 18-year-olds as, like, a teenager. Like, that whole teenager. They all kind of mesh now.
They technically...
I can't tell them apart. Like, that's a kid.
Yeah.
At this point, so it's like, even if you're looking at any type of teens, like, then you into kids, too.
So they're still in school. That's weird. Even high school or going to college, which is, like...
Even college, yo. Like, them chicks are young and stupid. Dumbass young chicks. Easily.
Yeah, it's just a lot different when you're not that age. Yeah. Like you're outside of that age.
If you're 21, you don't be probably dealing with.
Yo, it's funny because we were talking about that shit earlier with Bounty Killer and Mr. Vegas. You know about that beef?
I know of it.
How he, like, he a child molester?
Oh, yeah.
But that sounds like way worse because it's like he's 20 and he fucked a 15-year-old. That's okay around the world, like 90% of countries. Yeah. When you say a child molester, it sounds like you fucked with... A so child... When I hear molester, I honestly don't even... I think a molester, I think of like fondling a child.
They categorize a lot of stuff now. I feel like that's probably why.
Huh?
They want to categorize a lot of stuff in a sense of like just saying... Because there's times too where I'm pretty sure...
Oh, yeah, like a blanket word.
Yeah.
Cover
a bunch you're a child predator. Oh, but we actually look into the case. We'd be like, oh, someone 8 under, 10 and under, right. 16 and under, or whatever the case is. Like
that's why, like, in law, they got all them degrees of, like, third degree.
So, like, I feel like, you know, the outlook like, of it would just be like child predator, but when you want to see, I don't know. But
that's how forever I would
sound like sex offender.
Is yeah.
A big one. Or rape.
Because you pee in a park, you're a sex offender.
Yeah.
If a cop catches you peeing in a park.
You never touch a kid, never fucking did anything to a kid.
It could be fucking underage. Or whatever. Yeah, it could be midnight, but you're peeing in a park. You're getting a sex offender charge, which is stupid.
And like, same thing with, I always felt like with rape, the, if you regret it, or you, like, it's kind of different to call it like a brutal, like when I think of rape, I think of like a guy like beating you, raping, like a violent assault.
Right, that's typical. That's the typical. Dude, you know,
that was a rape.
Yeah, like, fucking, well, somebody like knocked out or.
Yeah, that's what happened. He was like fucking a girl behind a dumpster and the two dudes caught him.
Those are rapes. And to, I feel like they call too many things rapes. And it's like, those are what you think of.
And that's another thing is until they start breaking down some of those things. Like, statutory rape.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Even though y'all both agreed to it, you'd be 16, you'd be 21. Y'all both agreed to it, still rape. Yeah. Because it's like, you know, the black person's under the age of whatever.
18 and 16 and 18 and 17 and 19 and 17. It was like, well, that's when they came out with that old Romeo Juliet law. Yeah. It was like, oh, they were dating when they were in school. Or even though this person aged out.
Even that, too, is kind of a different thing, too. It's something that's associated with that as well was like, it was like more than like 3 years apart or some shit like that. Or more than fucking whatever, a certain amount of years.
But even when you're like in your.
If one of the people happened to be under 18, it has to be like less than like 2 years apart, 3 years apart or some shit.
I think a lot of shit.
So too, if I'm 18, the person can't be younger than 16 or some shit like that.
I think a lot of shit is passed down through like weird shit that we don't look at till later. Like the whole fresh meat. Oh, freshman year, all the freshman girls coming in, and that's like a regular thing.
I've never looked at like freshmen as.
Yeah, now me neither.
I always saw them as little girls.
Yeah, because you know, you're 3 to 4 years older than them.
Mm-hmm. But like
17, 18, the trope, 14, like, you know, the, 13,
the media 15. Tropes and the things that people say are like acceptable or whatever.
Well, we were in high school. We weren't even with fucking freshmen, at least at Weaver.
Yeah. I think that's probably part of the reason why they started separating them more because there was a difference between
a freshman and a sophomore over a junior and a senior. Like there was a big, it seemed like a difference. Some people definitely like
exceptions. Another thing too, a couple years makes a difference when y'all young versus when y'all older.
Yeah.
Like, versus like if you're 40, a 40 and a 45 year old, it's not a big of a difference versus a 17 year old and a 13 year old.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a 5 year, they both 5 years apart. It's just the fact that their age levels 18 at that point. 18
to fucking 13.
Yeah. Versus a 40 and a 48 year old.
I mean, I feel like personally, when I was like 20 years old, it's not that I didn't find high school chicks unattractive. Like, it's just that I knew it was illegal. But if we were in a different culture, it wouldn't have fucking mattered. You would have still been shagging up with fucking 15 year olds if you were like in fucking Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just where you are. But if you're honest with yourself, you're lying. If you're like, you know, 22 and you don't see certain 16-year-olds as attractive. But if you're 31, that's different.
Like, yeah, you know.
Like now, if I see a high schooler, I kind of see them as like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like even if without the book bag and all that shit. But when I was like in my early 20s, like. Yeah, I still found them like attractive, but like now
you were just out of school. Like I'm fucking
bro,
2021.
We were all in those 4 year gaps of where we were all seeing people that was like
that's why
4 years older or 4 years younger.
That's why I don't think like statutory is like I think that's kind of like it makes sense to a degree for certain people.
Yeah, like if that's I like think said it's definitely a thing where it's like dudes that are looking specifically for
or you said just the age difference too. Like so, my fault, but like it's like the age difference too. Like say a 35-year-old with a 15-year-old versus that's you know, a 21-year-old and a 15-year-old.
But they do take that into account. I think it's like 3 year.
Yeah.
But I think that's fair. Like when you're young, 3 years is a big difference. Like when you're 40 and 50, that's not as big of a difference from when you were like you know like we were just saying with high school. Like I saw freshmen as little girls.
Right. So like.
It's a big
age difference. Like the age gap of how you are just makes a difference because, like, you know, I feel like the same thing with us. When my brother was 18, he wouldn't want to hang out with me being 14 years old. Yeah. But now we're both over the age of being 21, basically. We're like, it doesn't really matter if we hang out in
the same room. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, y'all like 5 years apart. Yeah, that's crazy. Y'all basically almost like the same age. Even though y'all you know, 5 years apart.
After a certain age, it's like, you know, the 5 years doesn't make a difference. Mm. The 4 years doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. I think once you're into your 20s,
it gets a little weird
looking down, like going back. Like if you're 19 and you're
like a 16-year-old
and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think your life generally should be on a path where fucking with someone in school is weird anyway.
It is.
Like, even without a fucking society view of it or whatever, like, you should just have your life to a point.
It's kind of predatory.
Yeah. And there's always weird people that's like that. Even if it's not, like, for a sexual thing. There's always, like, one dude that's older than everyone. Not generally, but there's a guy that couldn't fit in with his age range. So there's an old dude that hang out with younger people. Like that was that thing happened a couple few.
Oh yeah, that was like the neighborhood thing. Yeah, there like, was that one dude that was like older than all of us by like 3-5 years.
Yeah, and his age was on to life.
Yeah,
and he kind of was stuck back doing whatever for whatever reasons. But
and even with that, it's still not as obviously still looked at as the same, but it was not as bad as fucking,
relationship.
30 years older than fucking, you feel me?
Like, hell yeah. If you look that way different than you, the 30-year-old dude hanging around a whole bunch of fucking 15-year-olds.
I'm fucking high as hell. It's fucking ridiculous right now.
Hey, I feel like we all get hit at different times, too, because we ain't all eat our shit. Uh-oh. You fucking...
I feel
gobbled your shit out.
I know. Dude, that's his thing. You came to the door. Oh, shit, Shrooms. Like, he literally did that shot to a god. Like, in front of it. Oh, Shrooms.
Like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
I wish I could have did that shit.
Oh, my God. I'm like, bro. I thought he was going to...
Because it's best.
I thought he was going to be a regular person.
Yeah.
It's best just to get out the way.
I see motherfuckers eat cooked mushrooms like that before. Fucking.
Straight out the fucking ground. Fucking. Just
eat that shit.
Fucking truffle pig over here.
My bad. I thought we was trying to party out here.
Nah, you inhaled that shit. You fucking. I'm fucking over here getting my ass kicked, throwing up. Try to fucking force that shit down.
Oh,
Justin was over here fucking baby eating that shit.
When I was playing the game, I was
it's cooked. Gone.
I was cooked when I was playing.
It's good. Hey, fuck it. I can't say nothing about that. I ate like 80% of my shit. I didn't eat it all.
Threw up 80% of yours.
Nah, I threw up like 10%.
Yes, I have more than you.
Ate another. Yeah, you definitely ate more than me. Probably like a whole gram more than me. You about to be like Joe in a minute.
Whatever you gave me, I fucking finished it.
You about to be Joe in a minute. You about to be.
Yeah, about to be fucking
baked.
About to be fucking Joseph's brother. You about to be fucking.
Cooked more than that pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Y'all about to hear somebody knocking on the door.
We got a whole pizza. I'm still the most cooked thing here.
Yo, I actually remember I saw the picture of the kid when he, obviously, high as fuck, he was eating the pizza that was still like out the box.
What? Like, what are you talking about? Yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nah,
eating like, the pizza out the box, nigga, that's what everybody do.
No, like, no, like, he didn't touch it. Like, he's like,
I think I know the thing you're talking about.
He's like,
put it in the oven. So
yeah, I didn't bake, I forget the,
Bro, what are you talking about?
I put myself on bake instead of the pizza, and there's a kid's high as fuck eating frozen pizza.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that like a commercial?
Nah, it was like a meme.
Oh, I don't know. I'm out the loop. Yeah. I'm like an old person.
I was like, what the fuck this guy talking about?
Yo, I hate them laughing ass things, though. That's just annoying as hell.
It's stuck. Let me see. That's the best shit, yo.
Yo, his face is like, you don't know who's wrong.
It was Ashtray. He was like,
it was like, yo, bro,
make you stuff instead of the pizza. He was like, we make you stuff instead of the pizza. Then it showed that shit. I'm like, yo.
I'm fucking
crazy. I'm like, bro. They say, make them stuff instead of the fucking pizza, bro. I'm like, bro.
I forgot about this. Oh, I've got a whole blunt over here just waiting to be smoked.
Yeah, that was fucking best.
I can't feel my hands.
I know,
right? I can't feel my face. I can't feel my hands.
John Cena, Tony Yayo. People over talking about that shit. It's fucking annoying.
About what?
The little John Cena thing. Tony Yayo started that. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, fucking John Cena already said that. Like, he himself already credited Tony Yayo.
He was
Yayo.
Mimicking G or not?
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, I seen it in the Tony Yayo video, so I started doing it.
But he openly, at the time, he openly...
He
used to wear the G Unit uniforms and shit.
Yeah, with the big chain and like the same way they used to do chain and shit. Mm-hmm. And he was like fucking like in an interview, and he was like, "Yeah, how did you come up with that?" He's like, "I didn't come up with it. I seen Tony Ayo do it, so I did it." It's like fucking. It's not like he fucking said like trying to credit himself with it.
People are just young. It's young people that are just opening their mouth. It's like, shut up! You don't know.
Yeah, he never said he made it up. Like, what the fuck?
If you would try to say he made that shit up, he did.
We just old because we remember.
Yeah, I remember when he was the generic wrestler.
Yeah.
I remember when he first showed up and he was literally fucking...
Hold on.
Like the generic wrestler every game was John Cena.
I know who he was, kind of like Brock Lesnar and stuff like that, but like they was after... I was already done watching. Like John Cena wasn't wrestling when I was
this was.
If he was, he was a nobody. I know he used to go by like the prototype.
Now I'm saying this
wasn't
in
the 90s.
I just saw him.
No, I'm saying like he was like early 2000s.
No, I'm just saying. I wasn't watching wrestling in the early 2000s.
This is the video that fucking him with Trey Angel, his first show.
I saw Kurt Angle was in like WrestleMania like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
Bro, like that shit crazy because I thought he was in WWE for like a long time.
Yeah, fucking Cena started early 2000s, some shit like that.
He literally used to look like the fucking generic wrestler dude when you make a game and you don't. Like when you fucking skip through all this shit.
I remember him with I thought he was called the Prototype. And he had like a speedo.
Oh, I don't know. That's what I remember. I remember
Stone Cold was like that, though.
Yeah, he was stunning Austin.
Stone Cold literally looked like a default character.
Oh, nah. No, he didn't.
He did.
He was stunning Steve Austin. He had, like, long-ass hair. And
no, I'm talking about, like, Stone Cold. Like, the one, the classic.
Oh, like, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of, like, you know how we talk about, like, the original first appearances of people? His original dude was a fucking nice guy or whatever, and then he came out with fucking...
But for like a video game, he looked like a default character.
Stone
Cold Steve Austin.
He just had the little draws in the boots.
Yeah, like that's what... Yo, I'm so fucking high right now. It's fucking retarded how like bright everything just got.
I was fucking looking at this shit and they was talking about your top favorite wrestlers. And it's like, name your top five favorite wrestlers. I was like, fucking Cactus Jack, Dude Love, fucking Mick Foley, fucking Mankind.
Hell yeah. I used to fuck with Shawn Michaels. Then, like, he just, I think, because he got hurt, he retired, or it was like the 90s. In the 90s, right?
He left it for a minute, came back in like the 2000s.
Yeah, because I remember he went away, so I started fucking with The Rock.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped watching.
Yeah, fucking Mankind was my dude. He had so many different fucking personas.
That's yo, Mankind and Shane McMahon had the best matches, I feel. And Shane McMahon, like, people probably don't really look at him like a wrestler.
He
was
super athletic.
He's had, like, the highest... Him and Mankind.
He jumped far as hell. That's one
thing. He jumped from corner to corner. That was, like, his special. Like, he put the fucking dude in the corner, put the... What was it? Coast to coast or some shit?
Yeah. Like, he was literally jumped from one
corner and drop kick you in the next. Yeah, and the shit with fucking...
was dope as fuck. That was, like, one of my favorite wrestlers.
When he told Kurt Angle to throw him. Yeah, I was about to say that. He fucking Kurt Angle fucking, like, for the throw home.
Kurt Angle probably the greatest wrestler. Like, pure, like... Yeah. Him and Brock are probably, like... I never really watched Brock, but...
I think...
No, I never watched Brock wrestle before, actually.
The best, like, most in-character wrestlers, I feel like, was, like, fucking Kane and fucking Undertaker. Because Kane is, like, so opposite of his character. I think me and my brother were talking about it the fucking other day. Like, he's a fucking governor.
Yeah.
There is no farther opposite than a fucking murderer, mass, tough guy that doesn't speak. Yeah. Versus a dude that has to talk out every situation, wears a suit, fucking...
I remember when I heard he got his mask pulled off or something. Because he used to have a mask when I watched it.
Yeah, he ended up having him. You know how this wrestling made a match, he had to lose. He lost his mask came off.
That was like 2000s or something, right? I remember he got revealed in the 90s, though. They tried to make it look like he was hideous.
Yeah.
What a disrespect.
At one point he did talk. At one point he wasn't talking either. They made him have a little, he had fucking, they originally, I remember this shit. They originally had him not talking at all. Then he had him talk with the little fucking shit.
Yeah.
Then he finally, then he didn't need that shit no more out of, the WWE shit. I just know that he didn't need no more.
I remember believing all that shit. I remember believing they was brothers. Yeah. I remember believing all that.
With Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember all that shit being fucking fact.
That's when wrestling was good, though. At that time, I knew it was fake, but it was still good.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, it was like the best. No, I'm just saying,
I remember a point believing all the wrestling being real and then finding out shit was fake and still fucking with it.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
It was still better than everything on TV.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Eddie Guerrero was my nigga too, yo. I fucked with Eddie Guerrero.
I never liked him.
Eddie Guerrero was hilarious. That was gonna be a fucking... All his little backstage stuff when he used to talk.
I thought,
it was mad funny.
Rey Mysterio was cool.
Oh yeah, Rey Mysterio was my
fucking boy, Mexican too. Taco burrito. Shit. Tough boy, though.
Fucking Taco Tuesday ass bitch.
Okay.
That's my boy though.
We lie, we cheat, still.
Like home with the fucking chair shit. That was the funniest thing.
Ooh.
Eddie Guerrero hit the ground with the chair and then throw it to the person and drop on the floor like he got hit.
Oh yeah.
Then when the ref turned around, he'll win the match.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit. Him and remember JBL?
Yeah.
I fucking hated JBL. He was so fucking annoying.
Rich fucking dude.
His tag team partner was this black dude. I forgot.
Yeah, the
fucking.
Damn. I'm about to call him Shelton Benjamin.
Damn. Nah, it wasn't Shelton. Shelton was even around at that time.
That shit. Oh, then so the nurse comes in, it's a lady. He's like, oh, there's something going on in my stomach. And he's like, no, it's not my stomach, it's lower. And lower, and it's like it's going down to his groin or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Batista runs up and swaps out with him. And he's like, wait, you're so strong. What's going on? Why do you feel like that? And he opens his eyes. And like, that shit was funny as fuck when I was a kid.
It's just funny. Okay, it was always funny to me.
Oh, I remember this. I watched this shit. I watched this shit when I was a kid. Stone Cold runs in. Yeah, I remember this show when I was a kid.
Always fucking be one of the best shit ever.
Yeah, WWF. That's when I used to watch it. That was the best. Oh, WCW.
I can't wait to get out of here.
You do wild shit.
Is it normal?
Yes, it looks real good.
Fucking.
Looks just fine to me. How about you, doctor?
Oh, I'll take it from here, nurse.
Yeah. Like, we know that. I don't know. It's just.
How about your foot?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna just grab that shit and smack him. I don't know. This is funny shit like that. I don't know.
I remember he threw his mom.
Yeah.
Man, yo, that was wild. My sister, that was like the craziest shit when we were kids. She couldn't believe that shit for years.
This shit.
Yeah. I have no idea. Well, he must have something that I don't. I mean, everybody got the hunger, man. What's that?
Yo, I'm so high that Kimbo looked crazy right now. The Dudley Bros, though, that was my favorite. That was my favorite tag team.
He's like, oh no, we can't throw her off. Hey.
It's real.
The fact is, lady, yo.
That lady a G for going through that.
The whole face, whole just.
She died. Yo, that's wild. Can you imagine? Could you imagine being 80 years old?
Up there like this, doing a cross.
The Reverend, yo.
Somebody's got to do something about this. When is somebody going to step up and do something about this?
Yeah. I don't know. This is funny. This is funny.
Idiots.
Like, that's just
funny. Why didn't help her? You should have helped her.
Yeah, right.
It was your life.
What was that? Who's that?
That's Mae Young, the same old lady.
No, the guy. She's 80 years old.
And that was the thing, too, that, oh, I can't remember that dude's name.
Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler.
I mean, she was one, I think Bubba liked to say
it. They still do it?
Mae Young was the toughest man we had ever been in a ring. He came in the back. This was after the first that we wrestled her and Moolah. And we saw what Jeff Jarrett used to do with them when he wrestled with them. Jeff would beat the hell out of them. But we were trying to be very, like, soft with them. We were trying to take care of them, so to speak. And we were giving them the respect. And at the end of the match, Mae Young called us both over here, told Bubba, come here, hotshot. Shook his hands and said, next time you're in the ring with us, you treat us like one of the boys. And she slapped Bubba. And I was just like, gotcha. Yep. I stepped back. I said, gotcha. We'll hit you. Not a problem.
And it was like, guess what? They powerbombed her through the table. The fuck?
Yo.
Oh.
I think the craziest one was me. That son of a. Did you all
hear me? What the hell is that?
Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? Mae, don't worry. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because it's the last one you'll ever
do. So stupid, yeah.
Thank God. And then he fucking powerbombed. Yo, they used to go through some wild shit, yo. Yeah. Wrestling was some wild shit.
Yo, they
poked up as Ric Flair.
They under the same bridge as UFC now. This whatever partner, whatever.
I heard.
Yeah.
UFC is about to fucking explode.
Crossovers?
UFC about to get cheesy. They about to get the fucking...
Crossovers?
They about to know how to promote their fighters now.
I heard it's worth like fucking 30, 20, 20 something million.
It'll probably make it easier for fighters to make like little UFC, WWE appearances.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so you know, fucking someone.
That's probably how. That's probably how they pacify the fucking fighter pay shit. Like, oh, go do these fake fights for fucking in the WWE, and you're gonna get fucking $500,000 for this 30 minutes, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, fucking, let's go. Yeah. Like every once in a while you pop up. Every fucking SummerSlam or fucking WrestleMania, we throw one of you UFC guys or two of you UFC guys.
I mean, they already kind of was doing it already. Ronda Rousey went over there. You know, Ozzy Brock Lesnar started there, but you know, yeah. He came back. Left and came back and shit. Like when last year he wasn't in the UFC, but he did MMA.
He was fucking garbage.
Nah, he had it. Record was decent.
Yeah. I don't know. I just said
Bobby Lashley. It wasn't UFC, but you know,
I remember like I saw him fight. He was alright. His first fight in the UFC, I remember seeing it. He was alright. I think he lost. No, he won. His first fight.
He was in the UFC. He was going to strike first.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
That's all I meant to say. Strike Force.
Yeah, his record is decent. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Joe's a fucking liar. He just wants to be in the conversation. He already said he don't watch wrestling. He talked about a wrestler that came out in 2010. He said he stopped watching wrestling in 2000. How does he know about this guy? What is this fucking fallacy?
That's how he knows so much about MMA.
I know who Bobby Lashley is, though.
Nah.
How did you do this? Because in, like, 2005, the WrestleMania I watched, I think he fought.
Bobby Lashley debuted in 2005.
Damn. Yeah. Damn, yo. Why you do that? I was trying to be Joe and make him Corey. I was trying to fucking... I want to see if these shrooms can make me help him fucking trip out.
Yeah.
If I bother him enough, maybe these ducks will start flying on the walls.
I look at this record. I'm like, did y'all see that shit right here?
Where's the deers? They're supposed to be all there.
Damn,
Joe said the deers running around on the walls.
Yeah.
His record is 15-2.
MMA. But he did fight in, not the UFC.
No, Bellator.
Bellair. Oh, in fucking. He's fighting Fresh Prince.
It's abbreviated, probably.
Bellair.
Fucking 15-2. He won his first five, lost one, back-to-back, lost one, then won the rest of them.
Fucking Irish.
So he's won, seven fucking...
Stop talking about Bobby Lashley! I don't give a fuck!
He's starting to see all the Bobby Lashley fight.
You're happy.
Fucking World War II flashbacks.
Yeah. I said, y'all like him.
I just noticed for like 15 minutes or something. I'm like, Bobby Lashley. Stop talking about Corey, y'all.
Yeah, start hitting up with Corey.
You brought him up.
Yeah. I didn't say nothing. What you talking
about? What do you mean?
Roll up.
This whole thing started.
You don't want to roll up?
Started. I don't want to smoke fucking trash ass weed, bitch. Fuck you!
Roll up.
Respectfully.
It's happening.
Nah, I'm joking. I'll roll up. You want a paper? You can roll up your shit.
I'll roll up. I'm going to do a blunt. Oh. I was going to say, like, show up to me.
LeBron's group.
Fuck LeBron.
They made the playoffs.
It's coming out of nowhere. They made it without him.
Yeah. It was a...
He only played like 2 games.
Better off without him fucking pretending.
Hallelujah for AD.
My boy.
I know he got.
You know how much faith he got, like, I had 6 games Joe? Left in. Yo, tell, can I use yo, a grinder? Tell these people, Joe, how much faith I had into Anthony Davis.
I don't have one.
Before the season started, I was saying he was probably going to be MVP.
A broke clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about street clothes.
Hey, I'm talking about my boy like that.
Damn, this is brand new.
Pretty much. Can you all put some water in here for
me? Nah, you're talking about my boy. You do that to yourself.
Come on, please.
Yeah, why he say it like that though? Come on, yo, please, like, shut the fuck up. Go get your ass some water, yo. Over here, say, come on, yo, please.
Shut the fuck up. Like, what the fuck? I'm not supposed to use bitters. I should be like, fucking bitch, get me water. Where do you fucking grow up? Who the fuck didn't raise you? The fuck?
You just sounded like...
My bad. I didn't know you hated your sister. You hated your siblings.
Jesus. I almost fell off the chair.
Yeah, the truth about to knock you the fuck out. I know, right?
Shit.
Thank you, sir.
Where are you going? Where are you going, yo? This guy got some water and he's leaving. Yo, what's wrong with this guy? Oh, make yourself at home. I don't mind. I'm just saying. Like.
Maybe he's going to the bathroom.
Or... I don't know where he's going.
Grabbing. I don't know.
What the fuck wrong with this guy?
This room is taking places.
He said, make yourself at home. Make myself at home.
He thought we was all still in the living room. That's what happened.
Yo, I can't get this shit off. Can you open that? I don't know why you can't.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's why I don't use that shit anymore.
It's stuck.
I just remembered why I don't use that shit.
Oh, thank you. Yo, you did that shit so easy. I literally couldn't. It wasn't stuck at all.
You turned it the wrong way.
No, it was.
Even if you turn it the wrong way, it's gonna eventually have to come off.
Yeah, you weak as fuck. That's all he said.
Yeah.
Fucking stop wasting all your strength beating off. You'll be able to open jars.
Now, wouldn't that help you? Was that supposed to help you?
I know, right? The fuck.
Thank you for your help, kind sir. I appreciate it. Weak guy like me.
I just thought about it.
I depend on a strong man like you in society to help me.
You know what I heard that was funny?
Is that all the service you need, sir?
Is that a little bit of weed? Yeah, that looks like a little bit of weed.
That's definitely shrooms. Fuck, man. I smoked all my weed.
I smoked all my weed pretty much.
Let's see.
Relax. Relax.
Oh, shit.
I gotta roll this shit up.
You might as well just give it to me and put it in the paper.
Where Justin at? Yo, we're just at all.
That's run the S-Pots, nigga.
Y'all forgot that shit was even out there. The fucking projector, the Xbox, and all that shit.
Oh, yo, I'm too quick
for that. Y'all watch fucking
Creed. I was playing that fighting game. I was just like, yo, I'm done.
Fucking watch everything.
I was jumping up and down. Yo, if we play that game right now, how cooked are you right now? You alright?
Yeah, I'm straight.
I know, Justin seems like oddly sober as fuck. I feel like one of the waves is like looking down. How long has it been since you ate all that shit?
I don't know. Hour. What was 20 minutes?
20 minutes? 30 minutes? I don't know.
No, it was like almost an hour ago, easily.
What time is it right now?
12. I just hit 12. Yeah, it only been like 20 minutes. It only been like 20 minutes. What did we just talk about? Yeah, we was talking about earlier. You just
mentioned the time.
It was not been 12 yet. It just hit 12.
Remember, it was like, yo, it's not late at all. Like, we're talking about being old and all that shit.
Yeah, but you did the rest of the shrooms. Like,
but the shrooms a while ago.
Yeah, like an hour ago.
Yeah.
That's what he was asking.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the last 20 minutes felt long, right? Like, fucking... Because he was like, oh, it's late. Fucking, what are we, old people? That was fucking 11:50. Now it's 12 o'clock. Shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about? This fucking guy...
I don't know. Maybe the shrooms hit me harder. I was in a time zone or some shit. I don't know. What the fuck is going on with me? Fuck you, bitch. Roll up. What the fuck are you doing over there?
I'm trying.
Laughing, crying, turning red. Fuck you.
I know, right? I'm
drunk. Fucking Justin, I don't know what the fuck this dude is on. Do you shroom all the time? Like,
what are you talking about? You
fucking half man, half amazing. Fucking ate a fucking eighth of shrooms.
I mean,
it didn't do shit.
Like, I told you, like, my dad. I don't know. It's, they're just sober that you fucking Tourette's.
What?
They're just high.
Never mind. Never mind. I take all that shit back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I take it all back. Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker.
Yo, you crazy.
The fuck did you say? Why my fucking laugh is so hard, I'm crying, yo. What the fuck? Oh, my God. I should not roll up this week, but I'm still gonna roll it up. Oh, shit.
Yo, I'm literally crying.
Oh, shit. Arthur now feeling it now, Mr. Krabs.
Oh, shit. What the fuck did you just say?
It's the fucking SpongeBob, dude. Oh, my God. Because my brother was so much younger than me, I watched a lot of SpongeBob.
What are you
that shit's fucking about? Funny. So I remember that shit. So random times I bring up SpongeBob shit. Like Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Dude, who are you talking about SpongeBob?
Leif Erikson Day. You have to have one. Which is...
I know, you look like Leif Erikson.
Yeah. You did, you did.
I'm fucking...
This dude fucking...
These shrooms is kicking my ass. That's what happened right
now. He said when he's sober, he said he have Tourette's. Like, what the fuck?
What does that even mean?
Yo. I know. I just can't get over that. Like, why?
So, like, how you just sitting?
Look at how you just fight after saying something. I literally was crying.
Hold on, you said
that was a funny show.
Sober.
What? Nah, you know how like how we was always talking about. Oh, we always like drunkenly we like cussing at each other and shit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fucking, oh, you feeling it now? I'm like, yeah, you know, you just fucking,
Just say it.
I completely forgot what we were talking about. I forgot. Yo, what the fuck?
What happened?
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
What?
Like, you know how, like, when you're laughing at something mad hard, you, like, you continue laughing? Like, that shit just stopped being funny to me. Like, it's weird how I, like, I don't know. I feel like I had more laugh left, and then I just stopped, like... I don't know. I feel like I'm the second. I feel like I bought this. I don't know. I feel like I want to smile, but I can't. Some fucking high shit.
What the fuck?
Oh shit!
He said I want to smile, but oh. I can't.
Oh shit!
I feel like I want to smile, but I can't.
Damn,
why are
you
wasting fucking M&M's?
Fuck. That's true. Touche. Fucking shit, yo. I thought I rolled this weed up
there.
I know.
Look, bitch. Fucking
bitch. Fuck you, whore.
A bitch.
I need more.
Bitch.
Fucking dumb cunt.
Shit. Magician.
I see you, fucking
Houdini.
Poseidon.
The Houdini.
That's you, old Poseidon. Fucking, what's that name? Davy Jones. You be in the ocean with all the fish. You're yeah. Fishman, you Aquaman.
Kanye West.
Man, big. He's like Kanye West. Like fish sticks. So you're a gay fish.
It's like an episode of South Park with Kanye West. It was like he's a day fish.
Yeah. I like fish sticks.
Yeah. Best episode ever.
I am unreasonably high right now.
Y'all don't shrooms.
And these shrooms are kicking my ass.
Seriously. We've been trying to roll up for how long?
It's going to be a problem when I get these fucking capsules. I'm gonna grind them up real nice.
Like they have them regularly?
Nah, I'm gonna eat them all through the capsule. I could barely fucking manage eating them. I barely ate a gram and a half or 2 grams.
Now you bitch. Just about put some music on.
Justin don't even know it yet.
He's scrolling on his phone hard as hell.
Nah, you said put some music on. He looking for his
phone. No, I didn't say put some on. I thought that's what he was doing.
Oh,
because you were like scrolling on your phone hard.
Play some music, bitch.
Damn. Fucking nigger, bitch.
Why you got up? You leaving now?
To go play the music. That's what he got up. You gotta go get the speaker.
Oh.
I wanted to use the speaker.
Fuck, I forgot there's a whole setup up there. I can't even look at that screen.
Yo. Your fucking brother is a piece of shit.
Your homo's fucking drunk.
Oh, you heard that?
He said you a piece of shit. Dude.
Yo, why you told him?
Damn.
I didn't say that.
Damn.
That's his true feelings because the shrooms is speaking to his soul from his soul.
A shroomy bitch.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You shroom up fucking mummy.
What?
That mummy.
I'm having trouble rolling this up.
Right now. Excuse me.
If everyone could just be quiet, I'll try to focus.
Yeah, I've been looking at you, but I haven't said nothing because I'm struggling too. So I was acting and talk shit.
Yo, I feel like trying to do something simple. Like, fine motor skills is fucked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else up until this point was easy.
Yeah, I play that techno music.
Yeah, exactly. That fucking EDM shit.
Yeah, we gotta do mushrooms. Do mushrooms. Sorry.
You gotta play, you know what show you gotta watch? Fucking Super Jail.
Yeah, anybody mad? Shrooms? And watch, that's true? What is it, Shroom?
Yeah. It's like one of them weird ass Adult Swim shows that used to come on for like 10 minutes.
Oh, it was like Strips type. Yeah.
Keep getting used to my fucking mouth, yo. I'm so fucking high right now.
Is it?
I never had this much trouble rolling up.
You fucking suck.
What the fuck you just say?
No, let's start talking shit because I'm finished. I had just about as much trouble as you. As soon as I'm done. Yeah, that's why I was in your second place, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, what the fuck? I gotta be quiet. I forgot my landlord got work.
Oh shit, my bad.
No, I don't. I was stomping. That's all.
Fucking dumb fuck.
Damn.
The laugh is a knee slapper.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. I want that.
Bitch. Shut up.
Whore. 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 Fucking a whore. Whore. Can you play that for him one time?
Whore.
Whore. A black youngster. Whore. Whore. Fucking whore.
That's...
Bitch. Let me see that lighter real quick. You want to keep that grinder, you can have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have the other one you gave me.
Yeah, it's trash. I don't really like it. That's all I'm using.
I don't like it.
Oh, I'll take it back.
I'll keep it.
I was just saying. It was just because I...
Say it again, though.
I don't like it. I was going to fucking throw it away. Do you want it? Does that make you feel better? It's actually taking up space. It was a fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Taking up space. Yeah. It jams when you try to grind it.
Why are you going on?
You're going to have a problem opening it, so you're going to have to text Justin whenever the fuck you need to open that shit.
Yeah. You want it?
That's what I'm fucking here.
That's your boy.
Are you happy now, Joseph?
Why am I going to text them? Because
you couldn't open it before.
Shut the fuck up, yo. This is crazy.
See when you shit, man.
Yo, where you came from?
I don't know. Justin fucking
camo ass
came from fucking
Vietnam.
Yeah,
he built different. He fucking ate this fucking fruit.
Yo, I swear to God, you look like a GTA character. You
just like you look like a GTA character too.
You so? Do I really?
Yeah, he's got a basic ass hat on and a sweater.
Was I talking to you?
I thought this was an open discussion. We all look like fucking GTA characters, but, really.
But you responded for him.
I'm high. I don't know who the fuck I responded for, okay? I just started a discussion. We talk about video games and shit, so I started talking.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, bitch. In your fucking Nike sweatshirt.
Damn. Is that what, Nike?
I just noticed that shit had black in it. This whole time, that sweater was all gray. I don't know where the fuck I was at.
Damn, sure.
Like the zipper and the strings. Yeah. I just noticed that it looked like.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm talking about you, not to you. Shut the fuck up. Oh shit.
Yo, what you doing?
Coughing up a lump.
What are you doing?
What I'm doing?
You should take a picture of his feet. What the fuck is wrong with you? You a foot fetish thing?
You picture your feet too?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh shit.
I'm just gonna play some music. He was just, I know, like, that's why I was like, what are you doing?
Just a bad high.